Firstly, I want to ask, what's the main benefits of taking your education further through to university?
One of the main benefits is increased transferable skills, i.e. those are skills that employers would value. So anybody who studies for a degree, regardless of the subject that they actually study, will gain additional skills in terms of problem solving, planning and organising, researching, analysing, working as part of a team. And those are all skills that employers value very much. On top of that, you will be gaining additional knowledge that may be useful to an employer. So if somebody's studying a degree in IT and they want to work in IT, then obviously they've gained specific knowledge that's important and relevant to an employer.
Okay, with the increase of university fees, how can students that can't afford it tackle this problem?
Well, one thing is to bear in mind that even though the cost of university education is high, you won't be paying the money up front. You will be essentially borrowing the money. The government pays for your tuition fees on your behalf, and you don't have to start paying that back until you're actually in employment and earning a minimum of £21,000 a year. And for a significant number of low to medium earners, they will never actually ever pay back the full amount. So, you know, you could argue that that's a win-win situation. Other ways of coping with it, of course, would be to try while you're at university to have a part-time job. If after investigating all those options people still wanted the benefit of a higher education but they didn't want to get into that level of debt or were very concerned about that, there could be other options such as part-time study, which could be cheaper, but also you could be combining that study with employment, so you're earning money. So you're not going to accumulate so much debt. Obviously that type of study would take you longer. And yet another option is to do open university study for a degree, which is cheaper.
Okay.
So there could be a range of possibilities.
Okay, so why after graduation do people still find it difficult to get a job?
For a number of reasons. There's no getting away from it. You know, we have a difficult economic situation, so that's one factor. The second factor is that, let's face it, some university students go to university but don't really make the most of that opportunity while they're there. Employment opportunities are significantly enhanced whilst if you are at university, you take positive steps to get involved in things that are going to be beneficial, like voluntary work or paid part-time employment or work experience. All of those things will help. Having said that, there can be a mismatch between the subjects that people have graduated in and what the labour market wants or requires. An example of that could be, say, law. Law is a very popular degree. There are many more people with law degrees than there are training places for people who want to be solicitors. Having said that, a law degree is well regarded in the labour market, so law graduates go into a range of non-law careers. And you and all of us hear the news headlines, and don't forget, newspapers sell newspapers by bad news. You know, good news doesn't generally sell newspapers, so they focus on the negative. And what you're getting is the short-term picture. So immediately after people have graduated, they may be unemployed or not in a graduate job. But the long-term research shows that if you track those people for a longer period, several years down the line, there's quite a high level of satisfaction with career and the progress that has been made at that point. We don't know what's going to happen in the future because we don't know how severe this economic situation is going to get or how long it's going to last.
What's the difference in opportunity with someone that went to university compared to someone that